Christina?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the haircut place.
Yes.
It's hard to hear you. Can you put the phone the right way?
How can I help you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did a, I'm into this genealogy website, and I ran this DNA test on your hair after you left.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out you are a direct descendant of Hitler, believe it or not. You as far as I can tell from this website, you are the closest match to Adolf Hitler that we've ever seen before.
What's your name?
My name's Roy. Isn't that exciting, though? Like, you're related to somebody famous. Like, basically, you wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for Hitler.
What's your last name?
Gerbel. So what I'm curious about, like, I'm just curious if you know, it's like a genetics thing or not. Like, how do you feel about Jews?
More than likely, I'm part Jewish.
Oh, really? I don't know about that, because you're a descendant from Hitler. Do you have Jewish grandparents or anything?
Roy, you got to be kidding me.
No, not at all. No, it's a website. And, you know, we have these home DNA testing kits, and I test the hair of everybody that comes into the haircut place.
Well, you must not have anything to do with your time.
Well, I do. It's called DNA testing. It's a website.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you look at me when I came in there?
There were so many people in today. We had over 200 customers for the day, so I'm sorry, I actually don't remember you.
Okay, but I'm not Caucasian either.
Okay, but you're definitely a descendant of Hitler.
So how is that possible when I'm African?
I don't know.
Don't play with me, okay?
I'm just saying.
I got your phone number.
Well,
now all I gotta do is call the police. Don't play with me.
Why would you call the police? I'm just a scientist, is all.
Okay, well, if you work at the place where I got my haircut.
Yeah, thank you.
First of all,
thank you
my
for that.
Telephone number is not to be used for private purposes.
Okay, well, I mean, it's interesting, though, isn't it? Like, I mean, okay, so I broke protocol a little bit, but we found out that you're related to a famous person.
No, but you're going to lose your job, homeboy, okay?
Yeah, like, I can't get another one sweeping up hair at a place.
Well, whatever. Lose my number.
You know, before I worked there, I just got the hair out of the dumpster. But I got the job so that
Did you hear what I said?
I got the job so I can match names and phone numbers and addresses to the hair that I collect and put it on this website.
I'll see you tomorrow.
And also, can I tell you one more thing?